Andy Moon with Guy Whittington. Guy, have you ever seen anything like that before?
Well, funnily enough, I was talking to Alan McLaughlin on the sideline from the old Hailstone days when I remember Alan Knight getting battered in goal. But no, that was unbelievable out there.
Sometimes you get postponements that are a bit contentious. Not this one.
No, I mean, he came to us sort of halfway through the first half and there was obviously thunder and lightning around and asked if we got any concerns. And, you know, I think both managers wanted to see if we could keep playing. But then at half time, he had no choice.
Because the drainage is pretty good here, but I don't think any pitch in the world would have survived that.
Well, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, I haven't seen it since we've come in from half-time, but I would think it's pretty damp.
And frustrating as well, because obviously in the game, although it was getting more and more farcical, you got yourself back in it.
Well, you did, yeah, and that was probably the best thing of the whole 45 minutes. We'd actually got ourselves back in the game, but there was a few tackles and people were sliding in and losing their feet and the ball was stopping a couple of times, so there could only have been one decision.
Yeah, you could tell both you and Gareth Santos, you said you wanted to carry on and the players wanted to carry on, but it was just getting that worse and worse throughout, and it was fine to start with, but then, as you said, tackles and the puddles started appearing and your penalty area.
Yeah, they did, you know, and... You know, I don't think, you know, any team wants to win a game or take part in a game when it could be quite dangerous.
Yeah, just one of those things. And I guess you just have to write off a night like this and say, nothing we could do.
No, absolutely. You have to and get ourselves ready for Torquay now on Saturday.
And just to mention, another set-piece goal, another good delivery, another well-worked one. Shame it's wasted on a situation like this.
Yeah, it's part of the hard work that we do. So that was nice to see that at least that one bit of our performance go well.
What can you say though, Ricky Holmes? I know he muffed a corner when he lost his footing, but his deliveries now are really starting to be something of great threat to other sides.
Well, they are, yeah, you know, and I think, you know, especially this league, you need people that have got a good delivery, because as I said before, it's set plays are a big part.
And Bond's effectively an assist again tonight, showing how useful he's in the opposition penalty area.
Yeah, he causes problems, yeah, so it's useful to have him around.
And just a couple more. Really frustrating that Sonny Bradley gets booked in a game that's called off and still will get suspended.
Has that been confirmed, is it? We asked the referee at half-time and he wasn't sure.
Oh, right, I was guessing. But if it is the case, Sonny seemed to think so. It's a real blow if that is the case.
Well, it is, because then obviously the goal scorers, their goals won't count. So, you know, what's good for one has to be good for another, surely.